Now, here is the incident that took place. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Now, Paul, and I want you to notice this, for this is so important, Paul did not deliberately pick up this viper. And when you come to the end of the Gospel of Mark, you remember it says that they would pick up vipers and they would not be hurt. Now, I actually believe that that's confined to that immediate period, by the way, that they would cast out demons, they'd speak with new tongues. New tongues doesn't mean an unknown tongue by any means. And they'll take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, that's the Gospel of Mark. Now, my advice to you today is not to deliberately pick up a rattlesnake. There are those that have done it, and they didn't live to tell the story. You'd hear these people picking up snakes. Now, some of them lived, and most of them didn't live. Those that lived, they almost died, by the way. They didn't experience what you'd expect anyone to do that would pick up a snake. Evidently, the poison had a tremendous effect upon them. Now, Paul did not deliberately pick up this viper, did not tempt God. Now, I believe that this is another proof of our premise that Paul's thorn in the flesh was eye trouble. I'll develop that when we get to the epistle to the Galatians. I think Galatians, again, gives us an abundance of evidence that Paul's thorn in the flesh was eye trouble. The old Scotch divine who said that he thought the thorn in the flesh was Paul's wife, that he had a wife, because he never mentioned her, and she must have been the thorn in the flesh. Well, I don't think that at all, but I think that old Scotch divine must have had quite a shrew for a wife himself, or he wouldn't even made the suggestion. But I do feel that the thorn in the flesh was eye trouble because Paul couldn't see very well. And when he picked up the sticks, why, this viper was on the stick. Paul didn't see it. And the viper bit him. In fact, the viper just fastened on him. Now, there's something else I want you to note concerning this, that this great apostle is out picking up sticks. That's a marvelous sidelight of the apostle Paul. There are those that feel like that Paul just rode around from city to city and that he did very little. Well, he tells us that he practiced his trade as a tent maker. He's an ingenious individual, I think. And I think he worked a great deal with his hands. He did a great deal with his hands. And he went out and made a fire here. This is the very interesting thing. These people on the island were very gracious to them. They started the fire, welcomed these 276 visitors. I guess you could call them visitors, tourists to their island, and were gracious to them. It was a rainy time, and Paul got there, having accepted the hospitality. Why, the fire went down, and so Paul went out and gathered up a bundle of sticks. And there was this viper, and Paul could pick up sticks. That, to me, is something quite interesting. It's a sidelight of the apostolic office, by the way, going out and doing this.